Jesus' cure of the blind man is his last recorded public miracle in the Gospels before he enters Jerusalem, subsequently to undergo his passion and death. This blind man, representing all of those not only who are in need of spiritual healing, but realize that they are in need of spiritual healing and cry out, and do so at the 11th hour. And as we see, Jesus shows mercy even at the 11th hour. As long as one is willing to admit one is spiritually sick and is in need of spiritual healing, and is willing to cry out, and is not afraid to cry out, is not intimidated by those who might tell him to keep quiet, then Jesus will reach out with his mercy, and he will heal. Pope Benedict, commenting on this gospel passage, refers back to a commentary of St. Augustine, who supposes that this blind man, Bartimaeus, who was not blind from birth, had descended from a position of well-being. He was once in a position of well-being and had reached a state of destitution, and so he was begging. This, representing the Holy Father, says the state of so many de-Christianized nations today who once were in a state of spiritual well-being collectively, but find themselves in a state of spiritual destitution now. So it is the 11th hour. But it is not too late. It is not too late to begin what this Holy Father and the previous Holy Father have termed the new evangelization or re-evangelization of the nations. And so, for that reason, he has declared a year of faith. And so he calls upon all of us to reach out, because so many do not even realize they are in need of healing. Who will tell them? Who will tell them that they need to cry out, that they are in need of healing, that they are spiritually blind and need someone to touch them, that there is someone who is willing to do so, even at this 11th hour. That if they do not do so, Jesus will simply pass them by. And so we want to call upon the Mother of Jesus, around whom the early church, excluding no one, knew that is whom they had to draw their strength from. The early church, all the apostles, all the disciples gathered around the Mother of Jesus in the upper room because they knew they needed to draw strength from her in order to carry out the mandate of Jesus to go and proclaim the gospel to all nations. And so it is in the present age, in the now 11th hour, when so many don't realize, are unwilling to realize that they are blind and need healing, who don't want to listen, who want to persecute, in this 11th hour, we have to draw strength from the only one who will give us that strength. The mother of Jesus will ask her son, and she will give us that strength. And that is her appointed role, the mediatrix of all graces. Can the de-Christianized nations return to their Lord? Yes, they can. Only, however, if they gather around the Mother, only if those who are appointed to re-evangelize draw their strength from the Mother of Jesus, from the Mother of the Church. We need to turn to the Mother of the Church in this day and age, the one whose yes brought forth the Savior into the world, the one whose yes brings about the birth of Christ again in souls. Let our yes be united to hers, so that her son may be born, or reborn, as it were, into many lost, forlorn souls, that they may find at this last hour the Savior of the world. Praise be Jesus and Mary.